This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. All of us experience the testing of our faith and the lure of temptation in our daily walk. James shows us in his book how to be victorious in both. His well-known words of chapter 1, verse 2 are a challenge to all of us. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Most of us find it hard to rejoice when facing one trial, let alone trials of many kinds. It might help us if we understood the meaning of the word trials. In the Greek language, the same word is used for what in our Bible is translated trials in verses 2 and 12 and temptation in verse 13. Originally, the Greek word meant a simple test. Then it began to be used for a test that was designed to affirm something. For example, after building a bridge, you test its ability to hold a certain amount of weight by having some trucks go over it. They're not going over that bridge to see whether it will hold, but to demonstrate that it will hold. From there, the word began to be used as a test between what is good or bad. This would be closer to the meaning of temptation. Temptation has the idea of luring you into doing something bad. The context in which the word is used would therefore determine whether it is a trial or a temptation. Understanding the etymology of the word helps you to understand the meaning, and understanding the meaning will give you insight into the context where it is used. In this way, it is what I call an insight word. Read over the first 16 verses of James chapter 1 again and see if you understand better what James is saying in the light of this understanding.